And another Friday night of high school basketball coming at you here on 92.1 at KMZA. Thank you for tuning in as we're coming up on the Christmas holiday break. We bring you a Big 7 matchup tonight. Two very important games for the girls and the boys as it is Nemaha Central here at Royal Valley High School to battle the Panthers here this evening. Again, on a nice, cool mid-late December evening. Brandon Sandman with you, Kirk Hillman back in studio as we bring you our broadcast tonight of Nemaha Central and Royal Valley basketball. Let's dive right into the starting lineups for the girls game tonight. And for the Nemaha Central Lady Thunder, sitting at 2-2 overall, 1-1 in league play. They are number 5 in Class 3A, according to the KBCA. They'll go like this. Mackenzie Henry is a 5'6 senior. Taryn Ganstrom, a 5'4 senior. Ella Larkins, a 5'8 junior. Addie Holthaus is a 5'10 junior. Cassidy Rethman, a 5'11 senior. For the Lady Panthers of Royal Valley, they are 2-2 overall, 2-1 in Big 7 league play. They'll go like this. Kennedy Bryan is a 5'10 junior. Carly Albright is a 5'6 senior. Shauniqua Price is a 5'9 senior. Alyssa Latson, a 5'9 junior. And Samantha Mooner is a 6-foot senior for the Lady Panthers. The coach, David Boucher. The Thunder coached by Haddon Hiltchin. Getting set for this one, purple uniforms for the Thunder tonight. All white uniforms for Royal Valley. Thanks for tuning in for this Big 7 tilt here tonight. Again, Kirk Hillman and Brandon Tadman with you. Both of these teams, final game before the holiday break. Nemaha Central started the season 2-0. They have lost two straight for the first time since 2018-2019. Of course, they went 21-2 a season ago and won their fourth straight league title. Opposite, though, for the Lady Panthers, after starting the year 0-2, they have won back-to-back games against Riverside and most recently Perry LeCompton on a Tuesday night. Nemaha Central coming off a 46-38 loss against Hiawatha on a Tuesday. So from Royal Valley High School, we bring you our first of two games here on KMZA. Thanks for tuning in on the airwaves or online at mscsports.net. And Nemaha Central with the basketball first. A zone defense applied by Royal Valley. Both of these teams are 2-2. Here is Ganstrom with the basketball. Bounce pass right. Now into the corner with Holthaus. Holthaus the leading scorer, almost 13 a game. They go to Rethman in the middle, right back out to Ganstrom. Trying to dissect this zone. Coming up on 30 seconds into the first quarter. Here's Rethman, a ball fake at the elbow. Gets to the block. Wild shot, no good, but an offensive rebound and stick back try is blocked out of bounds. That was Ella Larkin. It'll stay with Nemaha Central. 7:24 left, opening quarter, no score. Over the top, Rethman gets it at the elbow, right to Holthaus, opposite elbow. They go inside, Larkin again, shot up, no good. And a rebound brought down by Alyssa Latson for Royal Valley. Averaging 5 rebounds on the year, gets the first one there for the Panthers. Still no score, coming up on a minute into the ball game. Royal Valley lost both games. There's the turnover. Here comes Nemaha Central up the way. Nemaha Central swept a series last year with wins of 65-55 and 52-49. As Mackenzie Henry holds it at the left tip. Nemaha Central, a little bit of trouble here dissecting this zone. Rethman gets right into the middle of the zone, fires the 10-foot J. It's off the mark and a rebound for Shauniqua Price, the 5'9 senior. Still no score. Here is Kennedy Bryan with the basketball. Now Price at the top of the key. Gets it right side to Ladson. Ladson holds it high. Couple of dribbles. Now back top of the key to Albright. Albright hands it off to Ladson on a cut. Has it tipped away and stolen. Here's Nemaha Central in transition. Henry, a wild shot that goes out of bounds. The last touch by Royal Valley. Thunder keep it. Still no score coming up on 2 minutes into the ball game. Nemaha Central averaging just over 41 points per game through the first four. Defensively, the Panthers give up about 47. There's the first bucket. Good entry pass. And it's Addie Holthaus, the 5'10 junior, leading scorer for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Hits them on the board first, 2-0. They're showing pressure here in the full court. Royal Valley needs to get it across the timeline. They finally do. Another pass tipped in the air, intercepted. Another turnover. Mackenzie Henry comes down with the steal, her second of the season. Here's Rethman top of the key. They want Holthouse. Beautiful feed inside, but the foul is on the floor. She made the shot. It's our first foul of the game, coming at 5:46 left here, first quarter. And the foul is on Kennedy Bryan. 2-0 Nemaha Central, 5:46 left here in this opening quarter. And we get a whistle, I think another foul prior to the inbounds pass. They're going to get Bryan again. So real quick, we'll get our first sub. Kiara Blacksmith, a 5'7 senior, has to check in for Bryan, who's picked up two fouls here in just over 2 minutes into this first quarter. Wild shot inside, missed. Backside rebound brought down. Couple of bodies hit the floor. It's a good box out situation by Samantha Nooner on Holthouse. She grabbed the rebound and was pushed down from behind, so Holthouse picks up the foul. And the loss to Centralia, Holthouse fouled out in that game. Still plenty of time in that fourth quarter. Centralia rallied back to win it on essentially a last-second three, although Nemaha Central had a chance for the win with a couple of seconds left, but it was off the mark. 2-0 Thunder, 5:25 clock, moving first quarter. Royal Valley still looking for their first point. And we get a whistle and an offensive foul on Shauniqua Price. That is her first, team foul number three. A couple of turnovers for Royal Valley. So Nemaha Central takes over, up 2-0. Still having some issues here with the zone, but a good backdoor cut for Holthouse. Easy finish. A right-handed layup from the left side. And Holthouse has all four here early for the Thunder. Pass tipped into the backcourt and thrown out of bounds off a Royal Valley player. That's an incredible play by Taryn Gamstrom to force the turnover. She lands the steal, which is her fifth of the season. And Nemaha Central getting it back on the third Royal Valley turnover. Here's Rethman at the elbow, right side to Larkin, turns down a three, dribbles towards the top of the key. Now Henry has it. Henry back here to the right side, Gamstrom inside to Rethman, over the top pass. It's Holthouse again, her shot too strong, but an offensive rebound is blocked out of bounds. Larkin again doing a good job on the offensive glass. That keeps the possession alive, so another opportunity for the Thunder. 4:44 left here in the first quarter and a 4-0 lead. They go to Holthouse, right on the block, turn, shot, good. Addie Holthouse dominating inside. She's got all six. It's a 6-0 Nemaha Central lead. Now Royal Valley struggling to get it across the timeline and break this pressure, but they do. They get a shot up by Price that's no good, and a rebound for Holthouse. So Holthouse doing it all here, not quite halfway into the first quarter. They want to go inside to Rethman. Another difficult shot over some traffic, no good, but a rebound brought down by Blacksmith, who checked into the game just moments ago. Royal Valley over the top pass, Albright inside, had to save it from going out of bounds. Price gets a decent look from three. Take that back, that's Kiara Blacksmith. And that's her first triple of the season. It gets Royal Valley on the board. They're down 6-3, just past the halfway point of the first quarter. Here's Larkin on a baseline drive, nearly went out of bounds, and last touched by Royal Valley, so it'll stay with the Thunder. Marley Lutz will check in for the Thunder, replacing Cassidy Rethman. 3:50 left first quarter. It's a 6-3 Nemaha Central lead. Royal Valley still in the 2-3 zone look. Seen it the entire quarter to this point. They go to Lutz at the elbow, puts it on the dribble once, gets it back to Henry. Swings it here to Larkin on the right wing. They want Holthouse inside. That's a very good pass. But another wild shot through traffic is no good, and the rebound for Blacksmith. He's got 3 points and a couple of rebounds already here in the first quarter. The Royal Valley throwing it towards the far corner, but it's out of bounds, and it's turnover number four. Number 11, Madison Lorcher, 5'9 senior in the game for the Thunder, taking the spot of Larkin. Royal Valley sits back in the zone defense, trailing 6-3, 3:15 left here in the first quarter. Danstrom wants left wing to right wing. They get it here to Henry. Quick pass inside to Lorcher, who just checked in. She's doubled, turns, gets it back to Holthouse, top of the key, left side. Good entry pass to Luce, but good defense on the back end, and nearly forcing a steal was Samantha Nooner. But it'll stay on this end of the floor. Correction, that is Morgan Davis, who has checked into the game. 5'11 junior for Royal Valley. Here's Holthouse, top of the key. They want Henry in the left corner. Turns down a what would have been a semi-contested three. Gets it right back on the left wing. They'll reset. 2:50 left. Clock running. First quarter. 6-3 our score. Here's a Henry three from the right side. Oh, halfway in and out. No good. Rolls out here to the near side and out of bounds. And it goes back to Royal Valley. Game tonight presented by Peru State College. Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Kirk Hillman back in studio. Brandon Sandman here at Royal Valley High School. 6-3, Nemaha Central in the first contest. Blacksmith will try again. This time not there on a left corner three, but an offensive rebound is pulled down by Price. And a second chance opportunity here for the Panthers. Right side of the floor to Albright. She'll drive baseline. Shot in the air. It's good. Harley Albright gets it to within one. 6-5, Nemaha Central. 2:15 to go first quarter. Here's Henry for three. Quick. No good, but an offensive rebound there brought down by Lutz. She'll keep it alive. Another second chance opportunity here for the Thunder. And once Ganstrom left side. Nice ball fake. Steps in right at the elbow. Turns down an open shot. Here's Henry from straight downtown. That one's no good. Rebound for Blacksmith. Here comes Royal Valley. Chance to take the lead. They got down 6-0. Now a chance to get back in front, potentially, or get in front for the first time. But right when I say that, it's a traveling call. So Thunder get it back with a 6-5 lead down to a 1:50 to go here in this first quarter. So Mackenzie Henry will walk it across the timeline. Right side pass to Lorcher. In the corner now with Holthouse. Right back to Henry, right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Ganstrom. Nice passing to get it to Lorcher in the left corner. Still the zone defense here for Royal Valley. 2-3 variety. Bounce pass short corner left. Holthouse wants to skip it right wing. Henry had a look, turned it down. Goes the loops inside, and that is blocked by Davis. And a rebound pulled away by Price. And another opportunity for Royal Valley to take their first lead. Here's Lassen on the right wing. Took an extra step and is called for a travel. Now 6 turnovers here in the first quarter for the Panthers. Again, they're 2-2 on the year, 2-1 in book 7 play. Nemaha Central, 2 straight losses. They're 2-2 as well, 1-1 in the league to this point. Still 2-3 zone. Ganstrom in the right corner, wants to split 2. Had it knocked away and a steal. Third turnover by Nemaha Central. Here comes Royal Valley with some pace down 6-5 late first quarter. That pass is tipped in the air and another steal. Holthouse comes away with it. They want to push with Ganstrom. Nice pass to Lutz inside. Block shot by Davis. Second block at the rim for her. And the rebound pulled down by Nooner this time. Here's Price to Nooner. Now top of the key. They'll reset a little bit. Man-to-man defense here. It's Latson. Picks up the dribble. Goes to Price on the right wing. And now a three-second call in the lane as Davis couldn't get out. It's another turnover. So Royal Valley really hurting themselves here in the first quarter. They're only down one, but they've given up a lot of possessions with now 8 turnovers here in the quarter. They average 21.5 turnovers a game through the first 4, and certainly well on that pace here. Definitely a number they want to bring down. Final 15 seconds here in the first quarter. 6-5, Nemaha Central. Whistle and a foul. They get it on Kiara Blacksmith. That is her first, team foul number 4. So with 12.8 seconds left here in the quarter, Nemaha Central with it. It's Larkin, right side to Lorcher. Larkin gets it back. Here's Ganstrom, left wing. Gets it into the corner with Lorcher. Now 3 seconds, she'll step back. It's a deep three, rattled it in. Right at the buzzer, it was Madison Lorcher, the 5'9 senior, her fourth triple of the season, and it gives Nemaha Central a 9-5 lead through the first 8 minutes. Our contest again tonight, girls, through 8 minutes. It's Royal Valley 9, that's Nemaha Central 9, Royal Valley 5. A quick break, back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
First quarter in the books, Nemaha Central with a 9-5 lead in our first of two contests here tonight. There's a quick shot out of the intermission there. That's missed and pulled down by Ella Larkin for her third rebound here in the first half. So quick possession goes nowhere for the Panthers. Now it's Nemaha Central's turn. Right inside, they go to Holthaus, but before the shot gets up, didn't quite get it to her in time. It's a 3-second call, so a turnover by Nemaha Central. Fourth of the first half. They lead it 9-5. It's coming up on 30 seconds into the second quarter. They continue to show pressure in the full court. That's really caused some problems. And they nearly turn it over again, but they'll reset up top. Kennedy Bryan, who picked up two quick fouls in the first quarter and had to sit the rest of the frame. And she'll drive and get bumped and fouled. Second Nemaha Central foul. We'll see who it's on. There's a couple of bodies. They get it on Ganstrom. That's her first. So Holthaus and Ganstrom with the two fouls for Nemaha Central. 7:19 left until halftime. 9-5, low scoring. Here in the girls' contest. Can't wait for the boys' game tonight. Two 4-0 teams. That should be a lot of fun. This is a big game as well. Two teams at 2-2. There's a nice move by Price. Her shot on the baseline is no good. Battle for the rebound, far baseline, and it's out of bounds. And it will be Nemaha Central basketball. 6 points for Addie Holthaus to lead the way. Madison Lorcher has the other three for the Thunder. Three for Kiara Blacksmith for the Panthers, and then two from Carly Albright, the scoring so far in this ball game. Deep entry pass inside to Holthaus, but better defense inside there by Kennedy Bryan, keeping her out of the block. They want Holthaus again, quick entry pass. Bryan again, great defense. She's straight up and forcing another pass out to Rethman at the top of the key. Here's Lorcher. A couple of dribbles, now brings it back here to Larkin on the right wing. They'll reset top of the key. 6.5 minutes to go, and I think Haddon Hilchin's seen enough, and he wants to take a timeout. The zone is kind of bothering Nemaha Central as well. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Of course, got some great games across our airwaves tonight as well. Our sister station, KARE 93.7, has Atchison at Rossville. Other half of Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA. It's Holton at Hiawatha this evening. And the Sabetha Channel, of course, MSPSports.net. They have Sabetha hosting Jefferson West. Of course, stay tuned. The Community National Bank High School School Board Show tonight. Final one of 2021 before the holiday break. Get you caught up on all the action and let you know how teams are sitting for the first portion of the season. Royal Valley 2-1 in league play. Nemaha Central is 1-1. Hiawatha undefeated at 4-0. 2-0 in the league. Jeff West with a 2-1 league record. So tied there with Royal Valley. Here's Holthaus, left corner, skips it to Lorcher, right on the wing. Now left side of the floor, it's Ganstrom. Ganstrom and Lorcher play a little back and forth. Rethman gets it at the elbow, quick pass inside, layup up off the glass and in. Another easy bucket for Addie Holthaus, and she has 8 of the 11 points for Nemaha Central, and it's 11-5, favor of the Thunder. Just passing 6 minutes to go here in the second. A whistle and a foul away from the ball. Team foul number three on the Thunder. And that one's on Ganstrom, and that's her second. So that's going to bring Mackenzie Henry back into the game as Ganstrom picks up her second foul. Latson to throw it in, right side of her own backboard, hesitating and dumps it right into the short corner to Nooner. Nooner gets Kennedy Bryan in a tough spot. Royal Valley was trying to call a timeout. Boucher, the head coach, was trying to get a TO out and couldn't get it in time. The officials didn't see it, and the ball was thrown away. Now Nemaha Central back with it in the half court. 11-5 Thunder. 5:35 left here, second quarter. Nice ball fake by Rethman. Gets by her defender. Shot inside. A lot of contact. No call. The officials certainly letting these girls play here early. Nooner with the rebound. Here come the Panthers looking for their first points here in the second quarter. Left side pass. It's Bryan. Wants to get to the elbow. Kicks it out top. Now Latson with it. She'll curl all the way in the lane. Bank shot no good. Had it. Chance at the bucket there, but a rebound ripped away by Larkin, who now has four rebounds. Lorcher wide open for three, left it long. It didn't touch anything. And the backside rebound is chased down by Larkin, her fifth rebound here in the first half. Tipped into the backcourt, good defense by Price, working on Mackenzie Henry. Now we get a whistle and a foul. They get it on Price. A lot of contact inside. They've let go so far. And honestly, that wasn't much there, but they blow the whistle and call it on Price. That's her second. They want to go inside to Rethman. Right block, spins, kicks it back out to Holthaus in the right corner. Really trying to emphasize Rethman and Holthaus with their size. Obviously, Holthaus is being very well utilized with 8 of the 11 points so far. There's a wild pass that goes to nobody from Lorcher out of bounds and another turnover. Now five in the first half here for Nemaha Central. Royal Valley gets it back, trailing the Thunder 11-5. 4:28 left here until halftime. Royal Valley doing a good job here to break the pressure. Bryan, nice bounce pass to the right block. Layup, though, is no good on the backside by Nooner. And then it's who else? Larkin leads the team with 9 rebounds per game, and now she already has 6 here in the first half. Here's Henry. Nice over the top pass to Rethman. Gets it on the left wing. Now back to Henry. Slowing things down. We've hit the halfway point here in the second quarter. Low scoring. 11-5. Nemaha Central in this big 7 tilt here tonight from Royal Valley High School. Nice entry pass inside. Lorcher's layup is no good. And the rebound to Alyssa Ladson. A lot of bunnies missed as well. So both of these teams have had missed opportunities. Price has a nice pass inside. Ball fake should be a travel, and it is. They got it inside to Albright. Did too much with it. Now 10 at first half turnovers. Blacksmith checks back in. Also, Morgan Davis for Royal Valley. Mackenzie Henry going to walk it up the timeline right down the middle. Angles right, and an illegal screen is going to be called on Eddie Holthaus, and now she has picked up her second foul. So certainly, Holthaus has been in foul trouble in multiple games this year. She's fouled out of a couple of games. She fouled out in the opener against Perry LeCompton and then against Centralia as well last week. Definitely a player they need on the floor. They go inside to Davis. Turns off the block. Now top of the key. 3 on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound ripped away by Marley Lutz for Nemaha Central. Still 11-5. Scoring droughts continue. Another drive inside by Larkin. Her shot is missed and then tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Thunder, so right back to Royal Valley it goes. The offenses are struggling mightily here in the first half. 11-5 our score. We're down to 3 minutes until halftime. Here's Blacksmith, had it ripped away, and then a steal. It's Henry, wants to go coast-to-coast, and she's swatted by Blacksmith from behind, but this time they blow the whistle and call the foul. First free throw is coming up for either team. So for Kiara Blacksmith, that is her second foul, team foul number 6. So this puts Henry at the line to shoot 2. She misses the first. That's just her second free throw attempt so far this season. She's now 0-for-2 at the line. As a team, Nemaha Central, they have certainly struggled at the line at 40%. so far this season, and she goes 0 for 2. And a rebound by Ladson. They want to push it up the floor. Here's Price, steps through 2, layup off the rim, no good, but she draws the foul. And that will be the 17th foul against Nemaha Central. They get it on Lorcher. That's her first. So Shaniqua Price will go to the line. She buries the first free throw, and she's on the board. Her first point. That's the first point for Royal Valley here in the second quarter. And we got 2:46 left in this frame. 11-6 the score. Now 5 of 9 at the free throw line. Now 5 of 10. She goes 1 for 2, and a rebound ripped away by Larkin. No surprise who's grabbing those rebounds. Now 7 rebounds in the first half. Inside to Holthaus. Turn it on Davis. Kicks it back out. Nice ball fake by Gamstrom. Gets in the lane. Left corner now. Baseline drive. It's Holthaus. Out of the right corner with Lorcher. Hezzy's on a 3. Top of the key. This is Larkin from downtown. Too strong. High rebound ripped away by Holthaus. And another second chance opportunity. Henry will hold it at the hip and reset top of the key. Left side to Gamstrom on the wing. She'll ball fake. Put it on the floor once. Top of the key to Lorcher. Turns right side to Larkin. Nice cut inside by Gamstrom. Gamstrom nearly lost it out of bounds, but they get it back to Henry. Top of the key. They'll reset. 2:02. Clock running second quarter. 11-6. Nemaha Central. Another opportunity here on this possession. Larkin. Nice entry pass inside to a cutting Gamstrom, who is bumped and fouled, and she will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Morgan Davis picks up the foul, her first, team foul number 5. So Taryn Gamstrom looking for her first points here tonight. She'll shoot 2. She is a 44% free throw shooter, 4 of 9 on the year. And the first one crawls over the front rim and in. She averages nearly 7 points per game. Rethman checks back in. We'll take the spot of Holthaus. It is 12-6, Nemaha Central. Gamstrom, a second free throw, hits high off the back iron and drops through. Lucky bounce there. And she goes 2 for 2, and it's now 13-6, Nemaha Central. Ellie Ruski, the 5'2 junior, has checked into the game. Royal Valley down by 7, late second quarter. Been a quick moving first half. There's a nice drive by Price inside, but her shot is no good. And the rebound for Mackenzie Henry. Larkin, left side on the wing. Swings it back high right here to Ruski. Waist high dribbling with the right hand. Now skips it left side on the wing. This is Lorcher. Top the key to Henry. Wants a ball screen from Rethman. Gets to the right block, but Davis cuts her off and backs her out to the right corner. She'll fire a 3. Barely grazes the rim. The battle for the rebound with Henry and Bryan as they collide and both go down. I didn't see the call, so I think they called a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Nemaha Central. Royal Valley head coach David Boucher is really heated over there. He really wanted a foul as Henry kind of had a little bit more brunt of the contact into Bryan. Lorcher, a right corner 3 off the inbounds. That's an air ball and a backside rebound chased down by Bryan. Here comes Royal Valley, down 7, late second quarter. Whistle as they get it up the floor, and that's an and-one for Morgan Davis. Beautiful pass inside, and Davis will have a chance at a three-point play. Cuts the deficit to 5 with 68 seconds to go. So Lorcher picks up the foul, her second. Davis for a three-point play, left it short on the free throw, and Lorcher gets the rebound, and then she's called for a travel. So it goes back to Royal Valley. Ruski and Rethman check back in. 13-8 is our score with the 1:06 left in the second quarter. So Watson to throw it in. Bryan in the right corner. Nice ball fake. Gets it inside to Davis on the backside. Layup good. Beautiful pass by Bryan, and Davis has a couple of buckets now here in the last few minutes. It is 4 now for Davis. 13-10. Royal Valley back to within 3. 45 seconds to go. We'll see if Nemaha Central wants to control the pace in the possession. Nice give and go, but it's off Henry's foot, out of bounds, and it's a turnover. 8 turnovers in the first half for Nemaha Central. So the Panthers get it back with 39 seconds to go, down 3. 13-10, our score. It was 9-5, Nemaha Central at the end of 1. Thunder go man-to-man here. Nice little give-and-go pass, but too much on it. Refsman's going to rip that one away, but they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with Royal Valley, so a near turnover. But the jump ball will keep it with the Panthers. Now 28 seconds left. They go inside, Albright on the block, quickly cut off by Lorcher. Now here's a baseline drive, a lot of contact, and it's going to be out of bounds as Bryan couldn't get away from the baseline. Another turnover by Royal Valley. They're 12th here in the first half, 4th here in the second quarter. We're down to 22 seconds left. Thunder get it back up 3, 13-10 is our score. So here's Mackenzie Henry, the 5'6 senior, has not scored in the first half. Averaging nearly 6 a game, we're down to 13 seconds. Henry, just a couple steps in front of the midcourt stripe. Royal Valley going man-to-man, haven't seen it much. Larkin, right side on the wing, 7 seconds to go with Lorcher now top of the key. Once Ganstrom on a cut, her shot blocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Nemaha Central with 2.5 seconds left. 13-10 our score. The 2.4 left, Nemaha Central will throw it in. Henry, corner. They have to get it up. Lorcher will fire. It's an air ball. That's the end of the first half. Both of these offenses will look to find some rhythm in the next 16 minutes, but 23 total points in the first half. Nemaha Central 13, Royal Valley 10. Our halftime coverage is coming up next, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. 13-10 our score, back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. Ho, ho, ho. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best. The 110% price match guarantee.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Home of the Panthers, Royal Valley High School. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. Our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA, Nemaha Central and Royal Valley. Our girls' game is at the half, and, well, rather low scoring, 13-10, Nemaha Central, holding a slight three-point lead. They swept the series with the Panthers last year, and both those were fairly high-scoring games, 65-55 and then 52-49. This matchup here is 13-10 through the first 16 minutes. Nemaha Central jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Then Royal Valley scored five straight, and then three at the buzzer to end the first quarter by Madison Lorcher. And Nemaha Central a 9-5 advantage going into the second quarter. And Royal Valley would end up outscoring Nemaha Central 5-4 in the second quarter. And we stand at 13-10 here at the half. Let's get you the numbers from the first half. Addie Holthaus leading the way for Nemaha Central. She has 8 points and a couple of rebounds. Three from Madison Lorcher on that three at the end of the first quarter. And then 2 points from Taryn Gamstrom. She had those two from the free throw line. So again, 8 for Holthaus, 3 for Lorcher, and 2 by Gamstrom. For Royal Valley, they got 4 points from Morgan Davis. They got 3 from Kiara Blacksmith, and then 2 points from Carly Albright, and then 1 point from Shanaqua Price. So again, very low scoring. Both teams shooting, again, not very well. Looking at the stats here, trying to calculate in my head here. Free throw wise, Nemaha Central hit 2 of 4 from the charity stripe. Royal Valley just 1 of 3. Both teams with 13 rebounds in the first half. Panthers had 12 turnovers. Thunder had 8. Again, at the half in our girls' contest, it is Nemaha Central 13, Royal Valley 10. We'll take one more 2-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next. Again, our halftime coverage has been presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
You're invited to the Holiday Open House for Hiawatha Farm and Home on December 20th from 11 till 2, and also to Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca on December 23rd from 2 until 5. All-day savings of 10% for in-store merchandise those two special Holiday Open House days. Some exclusions may apply. That's at Hiawatha Farm and Home the 20th and at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca the 23rd. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafi checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafi checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafi at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, second half coming up. 13-10, Nemaha Central. 8 points for Maddie Holthouse to lead the way. Morgan Davis, the leading scorer for Royal Valley with four. 9-5, Nemaha Central led after one. It was a 5-4 Royal Valley advantage in the second. 13-10 here at the break. Both of these teams averaging fairly similar numbers, points per game-wise. Panthers came in 42.5 points per game through four. Nemaha Central at 41.3, but both of these teams on pace to be in the 20s. But we'll see. There were some adjustments made by these teams at the half. Nemaha Central, we switch sides. They go now from right to left. Thunder with the basketball first. Appears to be the starters for both teams to start the third quarter. Here's Holthouse, left side on the wing, holds it at the right hip, top of the key pass to Henry. They set her up for three, nearly dropped, no good. But a rebound is brought down by Nooner. And here comes Royal Valley with their first possession of the second half. Trailing by three, 13-10, 25 seconds into the third. Here's Brian, left side on the wing. Hesitates a little bit, spins at the elbow, gets it inside, pass deflected, intercepted. Holthouse comes away with the steal. Holthouse wants to go coast to coast, kicks it to Henry in the left corner. Now top of the key to Larkin, right side on the wing to Gastrom. Wants a ball screen there from Larkin, not much with it, going right back to her. Nearly goes out of bounds, but they get it inside now to Rethman. Works it down, backs it away, and a shot attempt over Nooner is no good, but they'll get the foul on Samantha Nooner. That's going to be her first. And this puts Cassidy Rethman to the line to shoot two. Nemaha Central, 40% at the line as a team this year. Rethman is just 2 of 8, but that one is good. And she's on the board with her first point, averaging just under 4 points and 5.5 rebounds per game so far. And the second free throw is good. So 2 points for Cassidy Rethman. The lead is 5 for Nemaha Central at 15-10, and not sure where Brian was going with that pass, but well off the mark, no good, and out of bounds. Second turnover here early in the quarter by Royal Valley. And here comes Nemaha Central with it, walking it up the floor. Henry, right side pass to Gamstrom on the wing, wants Rethman to cut through. She does, not much with it. Top of the key now to Larkin. Larkin kind of spins away from Brian, the defender. Now Gamstrom on the far side, too high on the pass and out of bounds. And it's the first Nemaha Central turnover here in the third quarter, their ninth of the game. Nemaha Central, 16.5 turnovers per game so far. Showing some pressure here in the full court. Royal Valley does a nice job to break it. Brian wants to step back, pausing on a three. Turns it down, and then her pass is lazy, intercepted by Gastrom, and then Royal Valley ties her up as a couple bodies hit the floor. The possession arrow will keep it with the Panthers. with 6:28 left here in this third quarter. Omaha Central leading 15-10. Ladson to throw it in. And we get a foul before the ball's thrown in. They get Gannstrom with the push on Albright. And Gannstrom now with three fouls. The first foul on the Thunder here in the second half. Another pass that's nearly thrown away, but saved by Bryan. She'll drive baseline, quickly doubled, nearly had it knocked away, but they'll keep the possession alive. Albright working around the arc, and they're going to get her with an offensive foul, pushing off the defender. And for Albright, that's her first foul and already three early turnovers in the third quarter. 6:19 left here in the third, 15-10, Omaha Central. Very low scoring. Henry wants a backdoor cut inside, gets it off to Gannstrom. Her layup with a lot of contact and contest is no good. And another jump ball as the rebound was pulled down by Nooner. And then she was tied up, so the possession keeps it with the Thunder. Morgan Davis is going to check back in for Samantha Nooner. Gannstrom to throw it in, right side in the corner. It's Rethman with it. They do a good job bodying up Holthaus inside. Larkin a good feed inside to Holthaus. She slipped behind the defender, Davis, and Holthaus is in the double figures with 10, and it's a 17-10 Omaha Central lead, 5:50 left here in the third. And another whistle and another foul. I think they get this one on Holthaus. That's her third. So Holthaus and Gannstrom now both saddled with three fouls, but they both stay on the floor. They've got 5:40-plus left to go in this third quarter. Here's Price with a difficult spin shot. She gets her own rebound, and then she's going to be tied up by Holthaus, and that's going to keep it here with Royal Valley. The leading scorer, Kennedy Bryan, who came into tonight averaging nearly 17 a game, has not scored yet in this contest. Royal Valley will throw it in again as Henry tipped it with her foot out of bounds. So we'll try it again. 5:40 left, third quarter, 17-10 our score. Omaha Central in front by a touchdown. Speaking of Bryan, had it at the free throw line. Here's Price for three, nearly banked it in. And the rebound ripped away by Holthaus. Holthaus lost it, tipped from behind, and a steal by Ladson. Here comes Royal Valley with a two-on-two break, and right into the defender, Holthaus, and a dangerous play, but she drew the charge. If they called it a block, I think it was the right call for sure. She was set. And Ladson went right into her. And that could have been big. If it was called a block, it would have been her fourth. With still 5:20 to go here in the third, but she draws the charge and forces the turnover. 17-10, Omaha Central. Here's Holthaus. Rethman, very good body and positioning inside on Davis. Inside the block, and she draws the foul. They get it on Davis. That's her second. Team foul number four, so Rethman back to the line. 2 for 2 on the night, 2 points. And she's off on the first. Madison Lorcher checks in for Holthaus. So a more guard-oriented lineup here. 17-10, Omaha Central. 5:10 to go, third quarter. Second free throw, in and out, no good. So an 0-for-2 trip there by Rethman. The board cleared out by Davis. So here's Bryan, left side on the wing. They have bottled her up all night. She's had no good looks. 16-plus points per game for the 5'10 junior, Kennedy Bryant. She has it now at the free throw line, and she'll draw the foul on the jump shot. I believe that's going to be Gannstrom. It is, and she's got four. So Holthaus will check in for Gannstrom, who now has four fouls. And this will put the leading scorer for Royal Valley at the free throw line to shoot two, and the first free throw is no good. 68% free throw shooter is Kennedy Bryan. Great stats through four games, nearly 17 points per, nearly 5 rebounds. She averages nearly 3 assists and 3 steals, and she's finally on the board. She gets her first point. We get a whistle and a timeout. a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 4:52 left on the clock, third quarter. Yamaha Central 17, Royal Valley 11. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Toys on sale now at Heim and True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Heim and True Value is featuring all their toys marked down 20% through the end of December. But hurry in for best selection while supplies last. Heinens have all the name brand toys like Ertl, Big Farm, Tommy, Brooder, and several others. And they carry many different sizes and scales. And remember, right now, save 20% on all in-stock toys at Heim and True Value Farm Supplies. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon at 307 Main, downtown Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
92.1 KMZA, Seneca. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Zadman with you. Girls contest, 4:50 left, third quarter. Yamaha Central leading Royal Valley 17-11. Out of the timeout, Thunder with the basketball, working in the half court. They want it inside to Larkin, left block, jump shot good. Nice move inside on Bryan. And Larkin is on the board with her first bucket. And the largest lead now for Yamaha Central at 8 at 19-11. Good double team here just inside the midcourt stripe and forcing a near turnover. Gets it off to Davis. Now inside to Albright. Good cut. Price with a shot. Price hits it with the left hand. And Shauniqua Price, her first field goal. She's got three. And then saved by Price on the far side. And they force a turnover. Third turnover on Yamaha Central. Bryan left side working around the arc. Curls in the lane. Wants to flip a pass to Davis, but goes right past Davis's face and out of bounds on the far side. So Royal Valley with another turnover. Five here in the quarter, 17 in the game. It's a six-point Royal Valley lead, or correction, deficit. Yamaha Central leads 19-13. Under 4 minutes to go here in the third. Good defense here by Royal Valley, nearly forcing a turnover, but they get it up the floor to Holthouse with a bounce pass to Rethman, and her layup is good. Nice little 1-2 game from the two bigs. And Rethman has four, and it's 21-13. The lead is 8. They want Davis inside, working on Rethman. Quickly doubled there with Larkin. They get it out to Bryan. Top of the key now with Albright. They'll reset. Yamaha Central now sitting, well, it looked like for a second, disguising a zone, and they kind of split off into their man-to-man defense. They want Davis inside. Lazy pass, but Price able to save it, keep the possession alive. Here's Albright, steps into the free throw line. Davis from 15. That one's no good. Rebound chased in the far corner and ripped away by Larkin. She'll keep it alive. She's trapped, but gets it out to Henry. Henry up the floor. Lorcher gets all the way inside. The layup is good. Off the back iron over Davis. Addison Lorcher with 5 big points. And it's the largest lead now, 10 for Yamaha Central at 23-13. We're at 2:51 left here in the third. They want Davis inside. Quickly back out top of the key. It's Kennedy Bryant. She'll step back for a long three. Too strong. No good. Rebound Holthouse. Here comes Yamaha Central. Lorcher right side on the wing. Back top of the key. Left side here to Henry. And Haddon Hilchin has seen enough. They'll call a timeout. It's a full. We'll follow. 2:34 left, third quarter. Yamaha Central leading here at Royal Valley, 23-13. Back in a moment here on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Yamaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Yamaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Yamaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We're people you know and care you trust.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes!
go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, third quarter, 2.5 minutes left to go. 23-13 our score. Thunder with the lead and the basketball. Setting up a play top of the key to Lorcher. Left side to Larkin on the wing. They go right inside to Rethman. On the block, guarded by Davis. She's doubled. Kicks it back out. Larkin works to the elbow. Good passing here around the perimeter. It's in Lorcher's hands now. Top of the key, back to Henry. Barks out the signals, resetting. Larkin left side on the wing. Now Holthouse between the rings out high. Lorcher right side on the wing. Back to Holthouse. Here's Henry left side on the wing. Royal Valley back in the zone. Rethman gets in the middle of it. Finds Holthouse inside. Too easy layup. Good. 12 for Addy Holthouse. Beautiful feed by Rethman. The lead is 12. 25-13. And Davis is going to be called for a travel at the free throw line. So now the momentum has completely shifted back to Nemaha Central. The lead is 12, 25-13. Royal Valley has scored just 3 points here in the third quarter. And it's the largest lead right now for Nemaha Central at 12 with a 1:46 left here in the third period. Henry across the timeline. Lorcher right side on the wing. Bouncing it into the corner now with Holthouse. Holthouse doubled. Swings it here to the top of the key. Inside to Rethman, but she's called for a 3 seconds. Fourth turnover on Nemaha Central here in the third. They're 12th in the game. A couple subs back in. Albright and Price will check in, replacing Davis and Bryan for Royal Valley. Marley Lutz is back into the game as well for Nemaha Central, replacing Cassidy Rethman. Minute 34 left here in the third. 25-13, Nemaha Central by a dozen. See what Royal Valley can do in this final 90 seconds here in the third if they can chip away a little bit. The defense, top of the key. It's off the Blacksmith, who's back into the game. She puts up a very challenging shot, but right there for the offensive rebound and stick back is Samantha Nooner. And Nooner's got her first bucket. It's back to within 10 at 25-15. Left side to Larkin. She's on the wing. Wants a baseline drive. Bumped and fouled. They'll get Nooner with this call. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on Royal Valley. Down to 1:06 left here in the third. So the Thunder throwing it in underneath their own bucket. They get it inside to Lutz. And then swings it back to the right corner. Tipped out of bounds by Royal Valley. And it stays with the Thunder. Down to 1:03 left here in the third. It is Mackenzie Henry to throw it in. Latson covering. Gets it out here to Lutz and then hands it right back to Henry. Picks it up high right. Lorcher now on the wing that side. Puts it on the dribble once. Top of the key to Larkin. Swings it left wing to Lutz. Lutz no dribble. Lorcher top of the key between the rings out high. Back to Lutz. Triple threat position. Spins away. Pass to Holthouse, top of the key. And Lorcher on a back cut. Missed her. Now Lorcher comes back out. Gets it on the right wing. Gets away from a defender. Pulls up from 15 and banks it home. Tim Duncan style. And Lorcher with 7 points off the bench. That's a real key aspect here for Nemaha Central's lead up to 12 at 27-15. Here's Price. That's a travel, and they finally get the call. Trying to plead her case, but it was the right call. She had spun in the lane and then took an extra step with that pivot foot. And now with 16 seconds left here in the quarter, Nemaha Central has it. Down to 10, up 12. 8 seconds to go. And one Holthouse inside, and now she's called for a travel with 6 seconds to go. The feet are a little happy there. Kennedy Bryan back in for Royal Valley. Ellie Ruski is back in as well. So with 6 seconds to go, Royal Valley has it. They got to go the full length of the floor. Nemaha Central showing pressure here in the full court. They get the pass into Latson. Little hesitation to get it up the floor. Tipped out of bounds with 2.5 seconds left. Lump will get an inbounds here in the half court. Latson will throw it in. Nobody's guarding her. 2.5 seconds left. They want Bryan. They get it to her. She hucks a long, wild three that's no good. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. So a dominant third quarter by Nemaha Central. They extend the lead out 27-15 over Royal Valley. 8 minutes left in the ball game. A quick timeout. Back in a moment here on 92.1 in the NSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Down to the final 8 minutes in the girls' contest. Royal Valley hosting Nemaha Central. Tonight, Thunder leading 27-15. It was a 14-5 advantage for the Thunder in the third, so they really had a much stronger performance offensively in the third. After it was a 13-10 score at halftime, Royal Valley, they have scored 5 points in each of these three quarters. 5-5-5. Here's Holthaus right at the free throw line. Turns towards the bucket. Makes a move on Davis. Might have been partially blocked. Good defense there. And finally the rebound is ripped away by Carly Albright. Here comes Price up the floor. Layup trickles in there. Works past Holthaus and Price. Her second basket. She's got five. And it's 27-17. The lead cuts to 10. There's Lutz, right side on the wing, gets a ball screen from Larkin. They go right back to her in the right corner. Holthaus has it sit from behind inside, and that's going to be a turnover. Nemaha Central wanted a foul, and it's going to be a traveling call on Price working across the midcourt stripe. Turnovers now up to 20 for Royal Valley, and their season average is 21.5, so they're right on it. Only down 10, still plenty of time, 7:03 left to go. Here's Henry, not much of the ball screen, wants to curl baseline, picks it up on the left wing, top of the key to Larkin. Larkin to Holthaus, shaded a little more high right. Now Lorcher on the wing right. Holthaus, a loose ball screen with it, takes it all the way to the lane, tried to draw the foul, no call. Offensive rebound by Henry, and put back is no good. And then we get a whistle and a jump ball after Larkin grabbed the rebound, and the possession arrow gives it back to Royal Valley. 27-17, a 10-point Nemaha Central lead, 6:44 left in the ballgame. These two teams are 2-2. The boys' contest will feature two teams that are 4-0. A few more people scattering into the gymnasium here at Royal Valley. Beautiful scenery with a lot of purple scattered about. This final game before the holiday break. Happy holiday to you and yours. So here's Royal Valley with it. It's Bryan at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense by Nemaha Central. They don't switch the screen, but Henry gets back to her. Nice little Euro step in the lane, but the shot's no good. Bryan just cold tonight, and Holthaus the rebound. Holthaus, 12 points, the leading scorer. Whistle and a blocking foul on a Larkin drive on the baseline. They get the foul on Bryan. That's her third. Team foul number six. So the rest of the game, Thunder will be in the bonus. Six now team fouls on Royal Valley. Over the top pass, Rethman at the elbow. Now Ganstrom right side. Beautiful cut to Larkin. Her layup there was no good. And a rebound for Ladson. Here comes Royal Valley, down 10, 6-plus minutes to go in the game. High arcing three left wing is no good. Quick trigger and a rebound brought down by Holthaus. Holthaus now with 12 points and 6 rebounds. Here's Mackenzie Henry, baseline drive left. Stops at the block, turns, reversing the basketball. Right side to Gamstrom on the wing. Ball fakes. Rethman, free throw line, working left, gets inside, turns, kicks it back out. Gamstrom top of the key. Now Holthaus right side on the wing, gets it off to Henry. A lot more action here, movement-wise. Here's Holthaus taking it all the way to the 10. We get a whistle, and they get Holthaus with a carry as she curled in from the elbow. 16 turnovers now in the game for Nemaha Central. Their number on the season was 16.5, so both teams are right on their season averages for turnovers. Obviously, neither one is really a good number. Down to 5.5 minutes to go. Nemaha Central by 10. Beautiful feed inside, but the layup is no good. Missed by Nooner, and Rethman the rebound. 27-17, Nemaha Central. They have it with Henry. Right side on the wing. Kicks it to Larkin in the corner. Works out of some trouble. Rethman now down for the key to Ruski left side. Larkin gets it back between the rings out high. Angles right. Has it knocked away from Brian, or Brian was able to knock it away, and then a late whistle and a timeout. Another full timeout. We'll follow suit. 5:03 left in the ball game. Nemaha Central 27, Royal Valley 17. A quick TO back in a moment. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
5 minutes to go in this ball game. Nemaha Central leading 27-17 with the basketball out of the timeout. Gamstrom with four fouls has it on the wing, and there's a bump and a foul on Shaniqua Price. That's going to be her third. This is going to put Nemaha Central at the line for a 1-1. So this will put Taryn Gamstrom at the line for a 1-1. 2 points, both from the free throw line. Now 6 of 11 from the charity stripe this season, the 5'4 senior. 7 points per game. First is up, first is good. So she is perfect at the line, all three. Via the charity stripe, 28-17, lead 11. Largest lead has been 12. This was a 13-10 game at halftime. Second free throw, a lot of nicks off the rim, and that one falls through. Madison Lorcher checks back in, who's been a real key for Nemaha Central with the light scoring. She's at 7 off the bench. 29-17, the lead is 12, and again, tied for the largest lead for Nemaha Central. Here's Price, curls in the lane, bouncing it to Bryan in the left corner. Thought about a three, turns it down. Latson now will spin at the free throw line, backing up at the elbow. Bryan gets a look from three, left it short, and tipped down into the backcourt, and that's going to be pulled away by Mackenzie Henry, and she needs some help. She's quickly doubled, and now we're going to get a jump ball across the timeline. Or are we? Either going to be a jump ball or a foul. So they do call a jump ball. Possession keeps it with Nemaha Central. Lorcher out and Gamstrom back in. Again, Gamstrom has four fouls. 4:24 left in the game. 29-17 is our score. Nemaha Central by a dozen, the largest lead of the game. Larkin hands it right back to Henry. Royal Valley in the man-to-man defense. We've seen more of that here in the second half. There's Rethman at the free throw line. Larkin might have got away with a push-off there. Fans wanted it. There's a lazy pass that's intercepted and a steal. This is Ladson all the way to the 10, and she missed everything with the layup, but Price is there to bail her out with the offensive rebound, and she draws the foul. on Larkin. That's her first. So this will put Shauniqua Price at the line for two. She's got 5 points, four rebounds. Make it 6 points. She knocks in the first. Lead is 11, 29-18, 4:05 left in the game. Price, the senior, 4 points, five rebounds per game so far this season. She rattles in the second. She's got seven. 6 of the 7 in the second half. Ganstrom back in. So they're summing Lorcher and Ganstrom, offense for defense. Taking Ganstrom out on the defensive end with the five fouls, or the four fouls, I should say. But bringing her back on the offensive end. Holthouse left side on the wing, needs to find some help, does so. Rethman at the free throw line, gets it off to Larkin at the elbow. Now Holthouse will reset. 3:47 and counting, fourth quarter. Omaha Central leading by 11. Correction 10, 29-19. Henry backs out. Beautiful feed, though, inside. The layup is missed, though, by Rethman. And then we get another jump ball inside. And the possession arrow will give it back to Royal Valley. So Lorcher is back in. So Price back into the game. 3.5 minutes left for Royal Valley. They're down 10. Good pressure here defensively by Omaha Central. They are going to have to force a timeout. And David Boucher with a much-needed timeout. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 3:27 left in the fourth. 29-19 is our score. Omaha Central led 9-5 at the end of one. 13-10 was their lead at the half. But a big third quarter, outscoring Royal Valley 14-5, led 27-15 going into this fourth quarter. And now it sits 29-19 with 3:27 left in the game. Addie Holthouse, the leading scorer. She has 12 to go along with 6 rebounds. Madison Lorcher, big off the bench for the Thunder. She's got 7, 4 apiece from Ganstrom and Rethman. Price, the leading scorer for Royal Valley. She's got 7, and then 4 from Morgan Davis. Let's see if Royal Valley has one late push in. 3:27 left to go. 29-19, 10-point Omaha Central lead. Here's Ladson, curls it to Bryan, gets in the lane, difficult floater, too strong, battle for the rebound though, Bryan gets her own miss. Now once Davis inside, working on a double, split, the double there with a lot of contact, no call, and it's blocked away, and Henry comes down with it. Omaha Central pushing the pace a little bit, now wants to slow it down, use some clock, Rethman top of the key, hands it off to Larkin. 29-19, under 3 minutes to go in the game, Henry a baseline drive, left the layup. A little bit short, and a rebound, though, cleared out by Davis. Here's Royal Valley pushing. Bryan, a good look for three, and he got away with a walk. She missed it. Rebound chased into the corner and grabbed by Holthouse. Holthouse is doubled, trying to swing through, and we get a whistle and a timeout. Haddon Hilchin is going to burn a 30, so a little bit of a wild sequence there. Panthers coach David Boucher loving the intensity there defensively to force that timeout. We got 2:37 left. It's a 10-point game, 29-19. In the other Big 7 matchups tonight, we got a good slate in the Big 7. Of course, here Royal Valley and Omaha Central. You also got Holton at Hiawatha. That game on 103.9 and the Holton Channel. Sabetha and Jeff West on the Sabetha Channel, of course. And then also Riverside is at Perry LeCompton. Another Big 7 matchups here tonight. Ganstrom back in for Omaha Central. 2:37 left. They're going to work the full length of the floor. They lead it by 10, 29-19. They get it into Ganstrom. She is guarded by Bryan. Bryan continues to work heavy defensively with the pressure. Rethman into the right corner. Henry wants a good look from three. This time not there. Tip out of bounds. It will stay with Omaha Central. Down to 2:22 left in the game. Henry's had a couple of looks from three here in the second half, just unable to connect. Henry to throw it in. Gets it off to Holthouse, who's wide open underneath, and she lays it in. A miscue defensively for Royal Valley and a big bucket back to 12, but 31-19. Now Latson in some trouble with the trap and gets out of that trouble. Wants Bryant on a backdoor cut. Kind of a wild pass, but gets it out for a three. That one is no good. Rethman is going to grab the rebound, and now Omaha Central is in pretty good position with the ball with under 2 minutes to go. We get a foul on Kennedy Bryan. That's going to be her fourth. It's been a tough night for the leading scorer for Royal Valley. Just 1 point for Kennedy Bryan. She averaged 16.8 points per game through the first four. And this will put Ganstrom at the line. She's got all four of her points via the charity stripe. Now make it five. She's a perfect 5 for 5 at the line. 32-19. Now 13, the largest lead for Nemaha Central. Second one is up. Second one is good. Big free throws by Taryn Ganstrom tonight. 6 for 6 at the line. The lead is 14 at 33-19 with a minute 50 to go. Bryan airballs a three. And it gets out into transition for Nemaha Central. And the layup is good for Mackenzie Henry. That's her first bucket, and the lead is 16. And this one is about wrapped up at this point with only 90 seconds to go, 35-19. And one Davis inside. Beautiful little up and under move, and she got the layup over Rethman. 6 points for Davis, 35-21. Ball is thrown away here to the near side. It's going to be out of bounds. I believe last touch by Royal Valley, which keeps it with Nemaha Central near midcourt. Henry will throw it in. Down to a minute 17 left. 35-21, a 14-point lead. Nemaha Central trying to get to 3-2 before the holiday break. And both of these teams entered tonight 2-2. Royal Valley was 2-1 in league play. The Thunder were 1-1. They get it into Holthouse, left side on the wing, down to a minute 15. Has it poked from behind, but keeps the possession alive. Ganstrom now top of the key. Rethman at the free throw line. Back turn to the bucket. Still that way. Hands it off to Holthouse in between the rings out high. Had a steam drive. Larkin left side now on the wing. Curls in the paint. Lets her feet. Gets it out to Ganstrom right side. Now Larkin has it under 55 seconds to go in the game. Royal Valley off to Ganstrom. Had her shot blocked and a rebound by Davis. But again, a lot of precious time coming off the clock. Just 44 seconds left. Bryant left side turns down a three. Gets in the lane. Nice bounce pass though. And a shot is rejected by Holthouse. And immediately helps up. I believe that is Sammy Klotz. So Holthouse now with four fouls, but down to just 39 seconds left, and Omaha Central up by 14. So the 5'10 freshman Klotz is at the line. She hits the first free throw. 35-22, but again, just 39 seconds remain in the game. Klotz, that is her first point of the season. Second one is up, no good. She goes 1 for 2, but an offensive rebound by Albright to keep it alive. Here's a three from the left wing. That one's good. Ladson for three, and it's down to 10 with 33.6 seconds to go and a timeout by Royal Valley. It's a full timeout. Let's follow suit. 33.6 seconds remaining. Nemaha Central trying to close it out. They lead at Royal Valley 35-25. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply and Seneca is the place to go.
KMZA.
Right out of the timeout, Nemaha Central with the entry pass, and a quick foul will send Gannstrom to the line. The foul was on Mimi Tai, a 5'5 junior, who was in the game for Royal Valley. Rethman is out. Lorcher is in. It's team foul number 9, so it's a 1-1. Gannstrom again, perfect at the line, 6-for-6. All 6 points. Might have jinxed her. She was a little strong there, so her first miss from the stripe. Down to 25 seconds. Royal Valley down 10. Here's a three by Ladson. Too strong. Holthaus, the backside rebound. Spins away from a double team. Works it up the floor herself. Quick entry pass inside. A whistle and a foul. This will put Holthaus at the line to shoot two, and that will pretty much wrap this one up. Just 13 seconds to go and a 10-point lead. 35-25. They get the foul on Brian. And for Kennedy Bryan, tough night. The leading scorer, just 1 point and 2 rebounds. She fouls out of the game with 13 seconds to go. Her team down 10. Holthaus at the line. Right shy of 56% on the season. Now 10 of 19 after that miss. Sierra Blacksmith back into the game. Also, Lori Bedenu, a 5'6 senior, has checked in, so a couple younger players getting some time. Bedenu is a senior, but hasn't played all night. And Holthaus goes 0-for-2, but down to 10 seconds to go. Here's Royal Valley again, maybe one final chance for a shot. Ladson had it knocked away, and there's a steal by Larkin. And that's going to wrap this one up, and it's going to be a 10-point win for Nemaha Central. 35-25 is the final score. Our postgame is next. Brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Girls game down, 35-25. Nemaha Central with the win. Our postgame is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMTA.
Post-game coverage brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Girls game complete. Nemaha Central prevails 35-25 here at Royal Valley. This was a 9-5 Nemaha Central lead after one, and they led 13-10 at the half. But a much more improved second half offensively for the Thunder, particularly the third quarter where they outscored Royal Valley 14-5 at that point, had a 12-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Royal Valley, though, did actually outscore Nemaha Central 10-8 in the fourth, but that third quarter seemed to be the difference in tonight's ball game, 35-25. So for Nemaha Central, now 3-2 overall heading into the holiday break. A 2-1 record in Big 7 league play. Royal Valley will hit the holiday break at 2-3, and they drop to 2-2 in league play. To get you the final numbers from this game, Nemaha Central, Addie Holthouse, 14 points, led all scores. She was the only player tonight in double figures. She also had 8 rebounds. 7 big points for Madison Lorcher off the bench. She had a rebound as well. And then the rest of the starters contributing with 4 points from Cassidy Rethman, 6, though, from Taryn Gamstrom, all of which from the free throw line. She went 6-7 at the stripe. 2 points apiece from Mackenzie Henry and Ella Larkin. Larkin, though, came into tonight's game averaging 9 rebounds per game, and you guessed it, she finished with 9 rebounds with those 2 points. 17 turnovers, 27 rebounds, and as a team, Nemaha Central 8-15 at the free throw line. For the Panthers, they had 7 points from Shanaqua Price. She had 4 rebounds as well. They got 6 from Morgan Davis off the bench, 3 apiece from Alyssa Ladson and Kiara Blacksmith. They also got 2 apiece from Carly Albright and Samantha Nooner. Nooner also led the team with 6 rebounds. And then they got 1 point apiece from Kennedy Bryan. And Kennedy Bryan came into tonight the leading scorer, just under 17 points per game, all Big 7 player a season ago, and she was held tonight to just 1 point and 2 rebounds. She fouled out late in the fourth quarter, and then Sammy Klotz, a 5'10 freshman, went 1-2 at the line for 1 point as well late. Royal Valley, 22 turnovers in the game. They had 24 rebounds, and as a team, they go 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. Again, the girls' final, 35-25. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Addie Holthouse, the 5'10 junior, our player of the game, presented again by Farmers State Bank. 14 points, 8 rebounds tonight, the only player in double figures. Came into tonight's game averaging right about 13 points and 7 rebounds per game. She kept the averages up, 14-8 tonight to lead the Thunder. So Addie Holthouse, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So that's going to wrap up our girls' contest, and now we transition into the boys' matchup here tonight. The top 2 teams right now in the Big 7 and the number 5 and 6 ranked teams respectively in Class 3A, a battle of 4-0s. The Panthers at number 5 in 3A and the Thunder at number 6. This is going to be one heck of a ball game here tonight. The Panthers won 20 games last season. Nemaha Central, a 14-game winner a year ago. Back-to-back 20-plus win seasons for the Panthers. They're back-to-back Big 7 league champs. They only lost 2 seniors from that team a year ago that won 20 games. They had made the state tournament for the first time in school history as well, but they lost in the quarterfinals to Rock Creek. And the Panthers, though, have a 3-headed monster with Mason Thomas, Brady Klotz, and K.J. Miller, averaging 13, 16, and 14 points respectively. Those three account for 83% of the Royal Valley scoring, and together the three average over 20 rebounds per game. For the Nemaha Central Thunder, well, led by the Beck twins, Curtis and Marcus, 60% of the Thunder scoring so far coming from these two. Curtis averaging 20.5 points per game with 8 rebounds. Marcus averaging a double-double at 14.5 points per game and 11 rebounds. But the Thunder have had dominant performances from those two in about every game this season. They have been so, so good. And we got a good one here tonight. Battle of 4-0s in our boys' contest coming up in just about 10 minutes. So we will go ahead, send it back to our studios. Kirk Kilman will take over the reins for just a few minutes. So a little bit of time to pause here and catch our breath, get ready for the boys' game tonight. Again, the girls' final one more time, 35-25. Nemaha Central victorious, winning by 10. Back to the studio for a few minutes, and then we'll get you back out here for the boys' contest between Royal Valley and Nemaha Central. So stay locked in. You got us. 92.1 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.